Hello and welcome to the Manifestation Lounge, your sacred space for mastering the art of manifesting, the law of attraction, and energetic alignment. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and in each episode, I'll guide you through powerful meditations, energy work, and transformative discussions designed to help you align with your highest desires. Whether you're manifesting abundance, a creative career, or inner peace, you're in the right place. To deepen your practice and take your manifesting to the next level, you're going to want to join my membership, the Dream Life Manifestation Vortex. Inside it, you'll find over 250 audios, immersive courses, and energy activations that will support your growth and expansion. Now let's dive into today's high vibrational episode, and I'll check in with you again at the end. This week I'm talking about abundance and how you can use visualization to help shift your energy flow if it seems all your abundance is going out and very little or none is coming in. I'm super passionate about visualization. It's been a huge help to me in my own life, and I'm excited to share how this powerful tool can help you. I'm first going to talk about visualization and why it works, and then I'm going to guide you through some visualization exercises. Because this practice is sort of like meditation, the second part of the episode will be best listened to sitting down with your eyes closed and focusing on the feelings and sensations that these visuals evoke in you. If you're not in a place to sit and focus, pause when we get to the visualization portion and listen to it when you can. So what exactly is visualization and why is it important to practice it? Visualization, in many ways, is the yang to meditation's yin. Meditation is a very passive and relaxed practice. It's the art of letting go and quieting your mind so that you can clear space inside of yourself. And visualization, on the other hand, is a much more active practice. It's your mind in a relaxed state, but rather than clearing and releasing, you are consciously creating what you want on an energetic level. A lot of people don't get the results they want from meditation because they are not following up the relaxation and release with conscious creation. Meditation clears the way so that the visualization can come in and take root and begin to grow and then manifest in your life. These two things go hand in hand and work together. Visualization isn't a replacement for meditation, but rather a complement to it. With visualization, you create what it is you want by seeing it in your mind and then letting those visuals evoke feelings within you that align with high energy outcomes. The universe is an external mirror to your internal world. And when you create the energy of excitement within you, the universe mirrors back an infinite number of things to be excited about in your life. More often than not, we're doing this creating from a place of default. We create realities and experiences based on the momentum we've carried forward, usually from childhood. Whatever we internalized about ourselves, our potential, and the world when we were children, we use to create the beliefs that create the stories, that create the energy, that creates our physical and tangible experiences as adults. For example, if you were emotionally neglected as a child and you never felt seen or heard, you will most likely create realities as an adult that reflect this internalized experience. Which means if you go to start a business, you will experience yourself out of alignment with the people who value what you do. Instead, you will find yourself attracting and being surrounded by people who don't get you, who don't see you, people who make you feel invisible and unworthy of receiving what you really want and deserve. There are so many different beliefs and stories that we form based on our experiences. These stories tend to just run in the background on autopilot, and because we don't even realize that we're the source of them, that whatever we experienced we're now continuing to repeat in our mind, we just feel defined by it. We feel that these people who show up and are out of alignment are confirmation that we really are not worthy or good enough, and that we will never be as successful or as fulfilled as we really want to be. But what is showing up is not showing us who we are, what we're capable of, or what we're worth. It's just showing us what the dominant narrative is inside of us. It is reflecting back to us what we see about our own self. And again, what we see came from external information that we internalized. A lot of times that external information was built on things we had no control over, like racism, homophobia, gender issues, things like that. And so it's important not to get into a position of self-blame. Why didn't I know better? Why didn't I do better? Why couldn't I see this? Your inner self was being constructed from what you saw outside of you. And so much of what you saw outside of you was built upon faulty information. It was built on people's own false perceptions of their own self that they were projecting out. And this is why visualization is so powerful. Visualization is you turning the page on all of that old information and writing a new chapter in a way that is supportive and nourishing and fulfilling to you. Visualization is taking all of that information and saying, that came from an unreliable source, and I am not required to build my sense of self on people who don't know themselves and don't understand their own cosmic relationship to the universe. And when you use visualization to program in what you want instead of what other people actually want, you really start to see profound changes in your life. Until we create a new outcome on an internal, energetic level, there will be no change externally. Abundance really is all about energy. There is nothing about you specifically that says you are destined to be broke and unsuccessful. There are just stories within you that create this reality and trick you into believing you're something less than you actually are. You are not failing. You are not less worthy. Right now, just as you are good enough, smart enough, talented enough, and valuable enough. You just need some help clearing out all the bullshit that told you otherwise. This is really the heart of why visualization is so powerful. Visualization is about more than creating an energy within you that works with the law of attraction in a positive way. It's also about rewiring your brain and changing your neural map so that your brain begins running stories that tell you that you are capable, smart, talented, and endlessly worthy. When you visualize, you are wiring together and strengthening neural networks that will help you to become the person you always knew you could be. And when you think different thoughts in this way, you take different action. Visualization is not just about the energy it creates, but about the way it leads you to show up in this world. You will show up at times when you wouldn't have before because you doubted yourself or you doubted if this was possible. At the same time, you will set clear intentions about your worth and you won't allow people to push you aside and leave you behind. You literally become a different person inside and out, and the people and the world will react to this new person. It's important to see visualization as a practice, as something you do every day until the neurons fire together on their own in the ways that you're wanting. I want to take a moment here to note that different life circumstances lead to different inner thoughts and beliefs. And so although it's true to say that your inner beliefs create your reality, it's also true to say that your life experiences may have made it extremely difficult for you to believe in yourself, your worth, and your ability to create from the quantum field of infinite potential. No matter where you are or what you're experiencing, I know you have valid reasons for being there. I know life has served up a variety of inner and external obstacles, and you're doing your best to navigate them and stay centered and stay true to yourself. I am holding you in a space of non-judgment and compassion, and I invite you to do the same for yourself. Take a few deep breaths and let any judgment you hold of where you are versus where you think you should be fall from your mind and your energy. Let it fall away like a heavy coat that you shrug off your shoulders and just let fall to the ground. Feel how much easier and lighter your breaths are now. Now that we've gone over why visualization works and why it's important, let's dive into our visualization and energy practice. At this time, if you're not already sitting down with your eyes closed, please do so. Find a comfortable place that's free of distraction and set the intention that the next few minutes are for you to focus on and nurture your inner world. I'm going to play some soft music to help you to relax and to immerse yourself in this experience. I want you to begin by taking a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Continue to breathe slow and relaxed through your nose. As you do so, bring your awareness fully onto your body. Become aware of the soft rise and fall of your stomach and chest with each breath. Listen to the soft sounds your breath makes as it rolls in and out. And now become aware of yourself in the space you're in. Bring your awareness fully into this moment. Be here now with this breath as it flows through you. I want you to imagine now that there is a golden door before you. The outside of the door is glowing with a bright yellow and orange light. As you look at this glowing light, you know there is something really good on the other side of this door. Something amazing and fulfilling and expansive. You feel drawn to this door as if there is something for you and only you on the other side of it. The more you look at this golden, glowing door, the more relaxed you feel. It's as if its energy is melting over you and through you, holding you in a space of complete love, support, and joy. You reach out for the door, and the energy of it is so strong, it's almost as if it's reaching back for you in return. You feel the golden energy bathing you as you stand before this powerful door. Your hand touches the doorknob, and the energy coming off of it is so strong, it flows up your arm like a river of joy and expansion flowing through you. You open the door, and you step through it to find yourself in another life. In this life, everything is worked out for you. Your life is flush with abundance and ease. You are living in your dream home. You have your dream career or business. Everything is in such a divine, supportive flow. It's as if there is a golden glow to this life. It feels eternally bright and expansive. It feels rich with vibrant energy. It feels as if you can breathe deep because you know all of this is happening with the help of a higher power. You are being taken care of and guided and loved and held. You know that in this life, no matter what happens, you will have more than enough, and more is always on the way. You know that you are worthy of all of this. You have a deep connection to yourself as a valuable and important person in this world. In this life, you are expanded. You take up space and you feel safe and confident being seen, heard, and appreciated. As you look around, you can see how abundant this life is. You notice the details of what your financial freedom has afforded you. Really see yourself in this life. See who you are. When you are flush with abundance and good fortune, notice what's changed about your appearance or your wardrobe. Notice your energy and how it feels in your body. Notice what you think and feel. How do you sit or stand here? Do you stand a little taller with your shoulders back? Do you breathe easier and deeper? Do you trust that everything is working out for you? In this life, How do you enjoy and spend your money? What fun things do you have planned? What is something you bought that blows your mind? Because you never thought you'd be able to afford something like that. How do you feel about yourself now that you're successful and in this alignment? And this expansive, empowered flow. When you feel into yourself in this life, what does it feel like? How would you describe the energy of abundance? And now take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness back onto your body. And the space you're in. Feel your breath flowing in and out of your body. As you come back into yourself, take a moment to notice how the energy is shifting within you. Notice what you're feeling. Thank you so much for joining me in the Manifestation Lounge. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to dive deeper into manifesting your dream life, you have two great options. You can join the Dream Life Manifestation Vortex, which is my membership full of tools and resources designed to support your manifesting journey with over 250 audios, transformative courses, and energy activations. Or if you prefer a one-time purchase, you're going to want to check out the Dream Life Bundle, a powerful collection of courses you can return to for your entire life, manifesting bigger and more expansive all the time. This bundle is packed with everything you need to unlock your full potential and manifest your desires with ease. Visit the links in my show notes to choose the path that resonates with you. And until next time, keep shining and manifesting your best life. I'm Melissa Field, and I hope I'll see you again soon, whether it be here or in one of the offerings I talked about.